It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, September 25th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Northeast Iowa man has been charged with attempted murder. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a disturbance involving weapons at a residence in Freeport, just east of Decorah, about 11:30 Saturday night. Their investigation led to the arrest of 22-year-old Hunter Youngblood of Decorah for attempted murder, a Class B felony, willful injury causing bodily injury or mental illness, an aggravated misdemeanor, and domestic abuse assault with injury or mental illness, a serious misdemeanor. WCSO says Youngblood himself was airlifted from Wynn Med in Decorah to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with self-inflicted injuries. No other details are being released at this time. A Charles City man accused of making death threats against a juvenile has pleaded not guilty for allegedly vandalizing a vehicle with feces. Charles City Police arrested 38-year-old Garrett Bowman in early August for a series of alleged incidents in July, which resulted in two counts each of intimidation with a dangerous weapon and first-degree harassment. He was also charged with third-degree criminal mischief and fifth-degree criminal mischief hate crime. According to the criminal complaints, Bowman is accused of repeatedly driving his SUV in an effort to force a juvenile's car off the road on July 18th. He also threw a glass bottle at the vehicle, waved a large knife out of his window, and threatened to kill them multiple times. On July 24th, Bowman allegedly followed the same victim into a business, yelled at them, threatened to physically assault them, and told the victim he would have shot them on July 18th if he had a firearm with him at the time. In separate incidents, also both on July 18th, Bowman is accused of throwing a rock at a car, causing over $1,000 in damages. He's also alleged to have vandalized a female victim's car by smearing what appeared to be feces around the interior of the vehicle. CCPD says a witness allegedly overheard Bowman making statements several days prior that he would vandalize the woman's car in that manner. He also harassed the victim with homophobic slurs and threatened her. Friday, Bowman pleaded not guilty to the feces vandalism charge, and on Monday, his trial in that case was set for October 17th in Floyd County District Court. Bowman has yet to be formally arraigned in the other two cases. One day after his plea hearings and two other assault cases were delayed, a Charles City man was arrested on new assault charges. Charles City Police responded to a domestic disturbance in the 200 block of 8th Avenue about 9:30 Saturday night, with 31-year-old Joseph Davis being taken into custody for domestic abuse assault. According to the criminal complaints, Davis is accused of throwing various items at a female victim, including a full can of soup that put a hole in the wall. The woman was not injured, but a CCPD officer was when he and another officer fell to the ground while struggling with Davis, who allegedly resisted arrest, resulting in a charge of interference with official acts. In January, Charles City Police arrested Davis for domestic abuse assault with strangulation after he was accused of assaulting the same woman by placing her in a chokehold. He was scheduled for a plea hearing in that case last Friday, but the proceeding was continued to October 4th. Court records show Davis was also slated for a plea hearing last Friday for charges from his May 29th arrest for assaulting the same female victim. However, that hearing was continued to November 1st. In that May case, Davis was also charged with interference with official acts after he allegedly jumped up and kicked the door of a police squad car. That caused him to knock an officer to the ground, and he landed on top of the officer, who suffered a bleeding elbow and hand plus neck and back pain. Davis is also accused of threatening to kill an officer, stating that, quote, he would run them over with the car and tried to do it before. Parents, students, and school districts across Iowa are adjusting to stricter state-mandated attendance policies aimed at reducing absences by students. Charles City School Superintendent Brian Burnite says the state's new approach to chronic absenteeism means all absences are being monitored more closely.
Many families that in the past never got contacted about attendance will be contacted, and it's due to a change in the state law. You know, we certainly understand that things happen to families, and whether it's illness or a funeral or a sickness, but the state is requiring us to make contact even with some of those traumatic events that might happen in someone's life. So hopefully families understand.
In addition to attendance, school principals expressed concerns last week in a school board. In addition to attendance, school principals expressed concerns last week in a school board workshop session over behavioral issues in the classroom being a challenge in the initial month of the school year. During Monday night's Charles City School Board meeting, board member Bruce Kabrick urged parents to be proactive on both fronts.
Again, I want to take this opportunity to put a soapbox on for any parent that's out there listening. The main thing we're hearing is behavior issues and tardiness and things of that nature. Please talk to your children. Tell them to respect the people that are educating them they're here to do a job and to help their students get better. Please work with your kids on their behaviors, understanding what respect and things of that nature are.
Earlier this month, Burnite told the school board that state statistics indicate 22% of Iowa students missed 10% or more days of class last year. Under the new state law, if a student misses more than 10% of school days, the county attorney could get involved in truancy matters. With students back in school, they're also back in more frequent contact with germs.
In buildings such as schools, illnesses can spread more quickly, and that's due to everybody being in such close contact with others and sharing objects. Some of the more common illnesses that we hear about would be the flu, RSV, the common cold, which sometimes we hear it called rhinovirus.
That's Chickasaw County Public Health Administrator Lisa Welter, who says those germs aren't only shared through direct student-to-student contact.
On door handles, at school maybe desks or work desks, pencils or pens, toilets and sinks, of course on your hands, cell phones, railings, playgrounds, and computers.
Welter says one of the best preventative measures to spreading germs remains washing those hands.
We want to do this after we blow our nose, after we sneeze or cough, before eating, maybe after playing outside, of course after using the restroom, or whenever our hands look or feel dirty, we definitely want to wash them.
Welter adds it's also time to start thinking about getting your flu shot. The milling of North Main Street in Charles City continues in preparation of repaving the west half of the street. On Tuesday, crews from Heartland Asphalt milled off about 4 inches of the pre-existing asphalt from the Clark Street intersection at the Floyd County Courthouse to the south edge of the Main Street Bridge. Crews also milled off North Main Street from Hewlin to Riching Street on Tuesday. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.